Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and Jerusalem We Love. Today is May 2nd, 2018, and this is a very special day since it's the eve of the holiday of Lag BaOmer. I will tell you all about it in the program, but you have to remember, this holiday is all about love your neighbor like you love yourself. It means that all the people that around you are supposed to feel some kind of love. So let's try to share it so this world, this universe will become what we're supposed to make of it. It will be nice, fun, and glorious. Because those days when we have the weapons of mass destruction in Syria, when we have people all around claiming that they want to destroy the state of Israel, when Benjamin Netanyahu is holding 55,000 files, testimonies for the nuclear inspiration of Iran, we must conclude that something has to be done, and this craziness must stop. And if you think that God doesn't see it, if you think that we are alone in this world, you think that you are in charge, I will ask you to think again, because we are not. We are all responsible for each other, and whatever you do, as they said, sometimes a hurricane in the other side of the world can be changed by the wings of a butterfly. Well, I said it the opposite. When you touch the wings of the butterfly, it can make an hurricane on the other side of the moon. You understand? We are here. This is the day. This is the holiday. And we're going to talk about Iran. We're going to have lacrosse champion, a guy that come from America, from D.C., that introduced sportsmanship to the state of Israel and to the youth. It's something that we really need, some sportsmanship, some kind of, caring. So I'm going to talk to him after the break. And we're going to have fun today because we're going to have the facts on Iran and what we're going to do about it. We're not going to start a war. We just think and contemplate what will be the consequence of whatever we do. Because, you know, whatever you do today may influence the future. And we want economy, we want business, and we have Donald Trump. Thank God he can actually save the day. Because with him, we are in safe hands. So stick around. We'll be returned after a short break.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. And today, with much love, we want to introduce you the best new game that, you know, I can think about it, lacrosse. Lacrosse is something that I don't know how to play, but I have David Leslie, that is from Washington, D.C., and he gave us the honor to come and live in the Holy Land in Israel and start teaching us what's lacrosse. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, Orly. Great to be here.
I'm so happy to have you.
Lacrosse is one of the oldest games in the world. It's relatively new to Israel. We only brought it here 6 years ago. But we've already formed some of the top national teams in the world. Our men's ranked 7th in the world, and our women's teams ranked 6th in the world.
Oh, my God. And there are many people who play that? That's incredible.
Yeah, and it's a game perfect for Israel. It's a game Israelis understand it very quickly. The most popular sports here are are basketball and soccer and football. So they understand the game. The point of the game is to score goals, and the offense and defense moves similar to basketball. So Israelis catch on very quickly, and it's a strategy game. So they love that part of that aspect. And it doesn't matter the size of the player on the field. There's positions for everybody. So the smallest guy on the field can be the most dangerous and score the most amount of goals.
I think it's phenomenal. I was watching a video of that, and it's incredible because everybody has a stick and something that is really interesting with that. Now, David, tell me, are you guys are excited about the coming of Giro d'Italia here? Because that means that we are in a sport moon. You know, the world needs, like an association, talk about some peaceful coexistence, some people that needs to talk about sport and not fighting. What do you think about this incredible experience?
It's been really amazing. Startup Nation has become Startup Sports Nation with the Giro Italia, with last week's European Championship, Judo European Championship, which I attended, which is amazing. The Israel national team is very excited to cheer on the Giro Italia. We have our players coming on to Tel Aviv on Saturday to cheer them on. So it's really amazing.
I know, and it starts tomorrow, and it's in Israel. It's going to be in Jerusalem, right, you said?
Yeah, tomorrow it starts in Jerusalem, and then Saturday is Haifa to Tel Aviv, and I believe Sunday is Be'er Sheva to Eilat. And it's going to feature beautiful shots of Israel with camera angles following the riders as they progress throughout the country. I believe there's 176 people competing, which is amazing. And then we look forward to learning from both the Giro and the European Judo Championships, just the success they had, and replicate that with the 2018 FIL Men's World Lacrosse Championships here in July.
All right. So, first of all, I heard that Mr. Lansgrove is coming. What's his name? Lance.
So
Lance.
We're going to be hosting 48 countries here in July 12th to the 21st. 1,500 athletes. They're going to be playing 175 games. The opening will be in the amazing Netanya Football Stadium that seats 13,000 seats.
Right. That's the new one. That's the new one.
I think one of the top in Europe. So we're very excited. We're going to be televising 14 games of the 175 games on international television. So the whole world will get to see Israel. And hopefully they'll see Israel doing a lot of winning on the field as we've formed a stronger team, even stronger than we've had in the past. And then the rest of the games will be at the Wingate Institute, which is, you know, one of the premier sports facilities in Israel.
Now, David, do you think that Israel has a chance to be good, like on an international level? Because we need some winning here, because we can't go on. We had only Maccabi Tel Aviv that fighting, you know, for basketball. But we need some team that can give us some gold and some real good games. You think that
our guys have gotten very good very quickly. You know, we're seventh in the world and we're second in Europe. But this team, like I said, is going to be, I think, even more competitive. And we look, lacrosse looks to return to the Olympics. It's been in the Olympics 5 times, and we hope to be back in the Olympics in 10 years in Los Angeles. So already the kids that we're training now, that are our national team players, are actually also our coaches in the field for our youth teams around the country. We have lacrosse in 14 cities around the country. And so those kids are our future. They're going to be competing at the Olympics with one of the top teams in the world.
I can hear, first of all, I'm so excited about the fact that our children, the one that you teach now, will be in the Olympic, God willing, in Los Angeles. Now, I can hear a lot of buzz. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's your phone or is our technician that moves around.
You also mentioned in the beginning how important sport is in bringing people together and coexistence. We have several coexistence teams. We have a Jaffa Tel Aviv Arab and Jewish team and several a mixed Arab-Jewish team in Be'er Sheva. And it's just amazing how sports is able to bridge these divides.
Of course, they have something to do instead of fighting. It's important. David, first of all, God bless you. I want you to be victorious. I want you to teach as many kids. I want you guys to come in every city to have a lacrosse games once in a while so we can enjoy it. Because from the look of it, it's really, really amazing. And we are so excited also that we have you as a coach here because you're on the level of, international level, something that we in Israel need. You know, in the Middle East, we know how to fight, but to play, they don't know very much.
We're really blessed to have our national team players are such they're great coaches and communicators and educators on the field. They're teaching our kids the life skills that they need to be successful both on and off the field, like listening, positive communication, teamwork, sportsmanship, goal setting. One of the big things we need in Israel, time management, all these things. And it's great to have such role models that we do.
Absolutely. Now tell me the website where people can join you, can come and become part of this amazing movement in Israel. Tell me.
Yes. So you can learn all about the Israel Lacrosse Association at lacrosse.co.il. You can do a like the Israel Lacrosse on Facebook. And then learn all about the World Lacrosse Championships at worldlacrosse2018.com.
All right. So there is a team and, you review, there is scrimmage, something like, American style here? Or
there's youth games all over the country. Tomorrow we have a big youth tournament at the Wingate Institute as part of the Olympiada Yeladim, which will feature our 14 cities from throughout Israel. We start in the south, so we have Ashkelon and Ashdod and Sderot and Be'er Tuvia and Be'er Sheva, and now we've opened up all around Netanya for the World Lacrosse Championships. So we'll have, Kfar Yona and Evan Yehuda and Tel Mond and Herzliya all represented there tomorrow. So, there's lacrosse happening every week.
I'm so amazed. I'm so delighted to hear. This is the best news I heard for a really long time, to see this kind of dedication, American style, because, in America, we learned really to appreciate sports. Sports is a family reunion. It's a community reunion. It's a school reunion. It's everything. And for some reason here, they neglect it. They send the kids after school home and they just leave them alone. They don't care much, They have some music, activity, but they don't really, really put the time to invest in sportsmanship. So first of all, I want to give you all my blessing. Please come again and talk to us after so we can always introduce you guys again and again.
We didn't even talk about our women's lacrosse program yet.
Talk to me. I have 3 minutes. Talk to me. I want to hear.
Well, I'm happy to come back. I think it might be it's a story really of their own. They're stronger than our men's team. They're sixth place in the world. And before we earned the rights to host the men's World Lacrosse Championship, We earned the rights to host the Women's European Championship in 2019, which we'll be doing in Ashkelon with 24 countries and 500 women.
And when it's
so
going to be? What day?
It's going to be June. It's in June 2019. So we have a whole other year for that one.
We have a great next year.
But,
okay.
We're excited to bring it to Ashkelon, one of the cities on the periphery. And we have some of our best women's lacrosse players from there. We got our first sport exemption from the Army, a young woman named Gabby, who's leading, coaching our girls down there, but she's also on our national team, has already played on 3 women's national teams. And it's really amazing.
The girls, our girls are really cool. And if you teach them well from the beginning, they'll become a champion. We know that for a fact. So I hope that
that's the tagline.
Listen, we need still to work on that. So, you promise us, but we're trying. We still, that glass ceiling is not breakable easy.
Yeah.
But we are happy. We're happy to be, as long as we play, that's what sports is all about. You need to play. Doesn't matter. As long as you keep yourself in the game, have fun, competition, win some, lose some. But life is good like this. And
Plato says, you learn more about someone in an hour of play than a year of conversation.
Yeah,
it's a great way of bringing everyone together.
That's true. We need to send some politician to play a little, because they're really rough on themselves. They can take themselves too seriously. Anyway, listen, David, so kindly you come on the show, so kindly talk to us about lacrosse. I'm so amazed about this game, and I'm going to start following it. And I saw that your association been, respected and been endorsed by many people that I really respect. And I hope that we'll talk soon. And wishing you all the best, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having the show. Keep telling the story.
Absolutely. We keep you up and come back on the show anytime, sir. Tell me all the news, all right?
Okay.
All right, sir. God bless you. Thank you. All right, guys. We'll be back after the break.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back, Orly Benny Davis with From Jerusalem with Love. You know, it's the holiday of Lag BaOmer, a holiday that represents the story about a rabbi that went there and went high in the Galilee and was studying. And he was with his scholar, and they learned a lot. And what the essence of it is, love your neighbor like you love yourself. And it's important for you guys to understand that we all, when we encounter a spirit, a person, it's always a spirit of God. When you encounter animal, it's always a spirit. It's a livelihood of the universe. So please take the time to respect that essence, even though that they come across sometimes very bad, and sometimes they are with bad spirit, let's say. But what I hope that you'll find the good spirit to walk with you. Like it's amazing, because you can choose to be good and be kind to that spirit. And on that format, I want to celebrate the fact that we are in a reality life, that we can start really look at facts and analyze what's going on in the world. And today, on the table, on the world agenda, is Mr. Netanyahu distribution of information, stating that they found a lot of material, a nuclear material that showed the intention of Iranian to lead a completely nuclear facility, a complete program for that. And they were hiding it, they say. Oh, it doesn't matter if they were hiding. It's revealed. And the truth has a nature. It has a nature of itself. It always reveals itself. So you cannot lie, even you try. I love the stories about how people start to hide, and you know, when they go and they do stuff that nobody see, at the end of the day they expose big time. Because that's the nature of things. Truth has to come out. And Benjamin Netanyahu showed the world that there is information about the illegitimate activity that Iran takes place. Does. Now, let's ask what we have to learn of this is the global community. Are we going to be agile enough to overlook it, or we are pretending that we don't see it? Or are we going to collaborate with the European counterpart, that the moment Netanyahu said it, Mrs. Communist Mogherini says, oh, he doesn't have a proof. We actually inspected it. Excuse me, girl, 55,000 files, and you in 2 minutes know that he didn't have a proof? I think that, you know, you have to come back and remember your roots. When you're anti-Israel, when you're anti-Jewishness, when you're anti-Zionism, and you're communist, and you start trying to lead the world affair, I'm calling the Italian government, you know, to to send back Mrs. Mogherini, because she has no place in international arena. Her behavior is outrageous. Her understanding of the fact are incredibly useless. And we need her out of the game if we want to create some peaceful, because this is creating facilitating actually the condition for Iran to continue her global inspiration. Now, let's leave the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu gave you $55,000 to look into. It means that he didn't do the job for you. He just read it and said, now you find it. No, no, I'm going to do the job for you. Okay, I'm going to save you guys the disturbance of go through the files. So you sending a commission here? Good. Let them read it. But I found a different section that more important for Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump asked, when we gave the money, where the money went to? And the answer is very simple. I have a copy of 14th of November 2016, a newspaper that says Russia may sell Iran $10 billion worth of tanks and jets in new arms deal. You see, when you create an arm deal that states that you're going to have a peaceful engagement of nuclear activity, you have also to look like you're doing the right thing. But when you are buying jets or an arm deal, tanks, where are you invading? Which country are you planning to invade now? Now we have more. November 23rd, 2015, you know, immediately after the deal was broke, Russia reassumed nuclear trade with Iran as sanction lifted. All right, so reassuming nuclear trade after we signed a trade agreement that you don't have a nuclear facility. So you want more? I'll give you more. I'm the girl for that more. I can give you more fact lifting of sanctions gave actually facilitate the activity of nuclear weaponization of Iran. I know I'm inventing English as I speak, but that's life when you're between countries and between languages. So bear with me. I want you to know something, because Iran is a big player. It used to be a friend of Israel in the 70s. I remember that. I remember people from Persia coming to Israel and visiting, and I remember they going there. So the fact that they established a new regime in the 80s after they took hostage the Americans' embassy, I think that they tried to change Iran, but I don't know if the people of Iran actually agree, because I met some people of Iranian descent and they don't accept. They cannot go back even to Iran because they are so afraid to their life. So the truth of the matter is that revolution that didn't succeed in 2005, 2008, it might be happening again if you guys don't disarm all the nuclear weapon of Iran, because the Iranian people deserve to have a life like, their life was taken over by those goons of the regime. So I want you to understand, life is too short for us to mingle with Iranian that pretend. The pretend is already peekaboo, we found you, so now let's do it. The 12th of May, we have the Iranian deal date to decide, and I'm sure that Donald Trump is going to go bad on them. And I'm not saying, like, dismiss it. He actually has to corner the European Union and see what they're doing. Because the fact that the European Union don't agree that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. When you don't agree the capital of Israel is Jerusalem, it means that you don't accept Judaism. When you don't accept Judaism, what can we say? You know, it's all over. Jewishness is Jerusalem. If you don't accept Jerusalem, you don't accept Jewishness, and that's where we finish the argument. The argument is no good if the European Union decided that by no circumstance we're going to declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So I know that it will be surprising. I hear a buzz in my ear. But but I have to say something very careful. May 12th. Yes, May 12th is Jerusalem Day. Come to the coincidence of life. Life in the Holy Land, when the decision-making is become on Jerusalem Day. So, Mr. Donald Trump, I know you work hard. I know that they are trying to send you some people to to subpoena, but they should subpoena the other Clinton administration or John Kerry State Department when they paid money to Iran so they can pay the Russian for the arms. So I think that the kahooting was on the hotter side of the moon, not on your part of the administration. So I don't know what this bogus investigation of Mr. Donald Trump is all about, but I just know that the Democratic rebellions, anti-government anarchists are the one that trying to dismantle this incredible movement of peaceful coexistence that Donald Trump does. Donald Trump does have the right for Nobel Prize because what he did with North Korea and South Korea. What an incredible example of leadership. What example of, you know, talk softly and carry a big stick, like the Americans say. And you know what? It worked. You worked. You're the man, what they said. You know, you're making it happen. And I know what it takes. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of spirit and a lot of know-how. And you know how. And I know that Benjamin Netanyahu is hopeful that you dismantle. But I don't like the spirit that it's intent. I want the Iranian to stop fighting us. I want the Iranian to come to the table and talk. And all the fact that Mr. Abbas was talking about the Jewish people, I don't know what's bigotry. Looks like sometimes in the Arab world, but that was bigotry. Because when you talk against, the Nazi killed the Jews because they were successful in the banks. Well, that's an explanation. And you know what? If you're trying to explain the Nazis, that's a very bad position you're putting yourself in, Mr. Abbas. And I know that I feel sorry for you because after we told the Jordanian that you have a passport, the Jordanian passport, they decide to revoke it for you. So I think we're going to have a case. And we're going to start with a case after we have a break. And we're going to talk about the Palestinian agreement. Are we really need a two different solution, two-state solution, when we have already Jordan. Jordan is the state of Palestine. So we'll be back, and happy holiday, all my Jewish friends.
Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Shalom from the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri. Join me every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 o'clock Eastern, for A Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Hear the news and views from the heartland of Israel every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. Be there.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis and From Jerusalem with Love. It's like Baomer, the eve of a very fantastic holiday that we all make fire bonds. We sit and we sing and we play guitar and put a potato in the fire. And then we burn some onion and we burn all the bad picture of the bad people that we don't like. And the noise here, I don't know if we have a technical problem. I apologize for that, but I hope you can hear me clear and loud. Now, life in Israel is funny because news cannot be stopped. We have so much excitement every day, but I'm sure that you in the other side of the moon can relate to that. And it's life The weather here is very hot. Last week we had a devastation of children, student, 18 years old, that went to have a recreational trip on the preparatory for the army, and they got swept in an incredible, massive rain. It was Wednesday afternoon after the show, or it was Thursday, and we were so astonished by the force of nature. It came so fast. And, you know, now we have the blaming game. But the truth of the matter, it came so fast and nobody predicted it. We were in the sunshine one day, and the next day it was raining like crazy. And they're trying to blame some people. And forces of nature are cruel. So I don't know if it's right, because we can't blame anybody. We just come together as a people and we hug everybody. And we know that, you know, the 10 lives that were lost, there were 8 girls, you know, beautiful girls, and I think that 9 girls and 1 boys, and 2 were wounded, and the other of the 25, the 15 left, no, 13 else saved themselves. So it was incredible week last week. We were through a mourning session because people couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that they sent them in that rain. They couldn't believe that nobody came, nor minister came to talk to the people. We were from 2 p.m. in the afternoon watching the news, listening to the news, seeing what can be done in this incredible rain. And I see helicopter going, and there was no representative of the people, the government of Israel, which was cruel. Because I felt like those people are neglected, and then they're blaming the teacher. Very easy to blame the teacher, but where was the warning sign? Where was the police that was supposed to close the road? Where is the Minister of Interior that was supposed to be there? There was none. The whole chicken out. The whole stayed. Condolences for the loss of the children. Oh, really? And were you? What did you do about it? And you don't want to even know how much a shortcoming of the government was in last week. And it showed us all that you have to take care of yourself. And please don't feel, like it's Israel. It's everywhere. The world right now is, carrying on by luck and by miracle, because they are not responsible anywhere. People are being neglected. There are a lot of immigration everywhere. There is like the agriculture, for example. Agriculture vandalism that in Israel is the most incredible crime. You can catch truck loads of goods that got from agriculture stolen. But we're talking truckload, like big wheeler kind of truckload that they come. They empty the incredible field and they take it elsewhere. They take it, I don't know if they take it to Jordan or take it north, they disperse it. But the people of Israel, they work hard for their agriculture, fruits and vegetables, and they've been vandalized. And the people of Israel are neglected because there is nobody to talk about. Those Palestinian, yes, you talk to me about those Palestinian, I tell you what they do. They're good. Doing a lot about nothing. They can vandalize the places. They can go and they said, oh, they have everything. We work hard. Then the Abu Abbas blame us because we're successful. Abu Abbas say that the Jewish people are, you know, in control, because that's our natural field. We take responsibility. Who is in control? The one who takes responsibility. Where is Abu Abbas taking responsibility for the million, billion, or million people that are stuck in Gaza? Where is he? There is the Hamas controlling them. And what do you want? He wanted for us to give him Jerusalem, the holy city of God, for all three religions, to give it to those terrorist organization, organized terrorists, and the friends of Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, the al-Nusra. Who else? What do you guys think that this is this level of organization can be run by a bunch of goons? I think that it's about time that you start learning the truth. And I don't care, Mrs. Mogherini, if you are not a happy camper with us, but we really wish you go away, because Italy is a friend of Israel. Italian government is friendly, and I wish Berlusconi would come back and start rule, because I know you couldn't manage to have a government for so many months. It's outrageous. And then they sent somebody who was incredible, but not doing nothing. And I've never talked bad about anybody. But the anti-Semitism that is splashing, the poison that is splashing all over Europe these days, with the culmination of this European Union. And Mr. Macron, you went to Australia while they're riding in your street. Yeah, very nice. Keep it up. Keep it up. You lose France too, because Paris is burning and you are in Australia and you couldn't wait to leave, because you are like other leaders. You go on the chair, you go on the trip, you go on the shaking hand, but nobody pull up the sleeve and start working. The only man who's working hard is Donald Trump. And Benjamin Netanyahu is screaming crazy, you know, all day about Iran. Yeah, that's the only thing that I can see that he's doing constantly. Yes, he's doing constantly and takes care of business and is a very good businessman in his country. But I'm still waiting, you know, for doing something good to see the people. I need the people to be happy. I need the people to see work. I need the people to talk. So I don't know about Benjamin Netanyahu. I can vouch for Donald Trump, the people are happy. The people are happy. America is confident again. America feels the glories of that man when you have a man that you can trust. And you know what? We all trust you everywhere. Even the enemy, they trust you because you're a man of your word. You said that you're going to bring the Jerusalem, the embassy, you won't. You said that you're going to work on the wall, and you are working on it. You said that you're going to make a trade understanding with China, and you did. You're making the Iranian deal on the top of the agenda, and you are doing it. God bless America. All right? Let's say it. Because finally, we can have somebody who can play right the game. And you know what? It took somebody out of the game to play the politics game. It's the same thing about everything. Sometimes you need to put somebody from outside that can show you how the machine really works, because you cannot. You're mixed up in all this nonsense of who speaks at the convention, who will light a candle. It's like, hoo-ha, this is really what I have to worry about. If the Prime Minister of Israel will light a candle or light a torch in the Independence Day before the chairman or not. You see, this kindergarten that I'm living in is really over my head. I can't take much. I miss America much. America needs to give them some pages of their book. And especially, you know what, especially America needs to teach Israel about the Constitution. Because if you think about a Bill of Rights that you have, all those rights that you swear to by and you love so much, we don't have it here. And you know what we don't have it? The separation of the court and the judicial and legislative branch. What they do? We have a judicial branch that decide to override the legislation that the Knesset makes. It's like the audacity of outrage. It's we have an activism in the judgment. They decide. Now, let me give you. I have 2 minutes, and the show is done. But let me give you. And judicial activism has to take no place in this world. Activism from the judicial bench is abuse of power. You see, that's where we have abuse of power, when you use your pulpit to decide a policy. And that's what they do in Judea and Samaria. They have no jurisdiction, and they actually made evacuate people and destroy houses. That's only God can be the witness, because judgment is for everybody. And if you're a judge, you better know it. And I love and respect, and the master of the game are in America. There are much of my friends, and I know and respect them all. So I know that on this eve we have 1 minute to go. I'm wrapping it up. But Aviva Flagbaum, I want to wish all my friends all over the world, God bless you, and I love you like I love myself. Come to visit, come soon, and be a part of this amazing, glorious Holy Land. And Mr. Trump, God willing, we'll see you soon in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land. May God bless America, and may God bless Israel. All the best. Bye-bye. It will be soon, next week, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Jerusalem time. Okay? And we'll be back. All right. God bless you. Ciao-ciao.
Can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.